Of those who have achieved perfection.
Kaschit
somewhat.
Ma me.
Veti
does know.
Tat-tataha.
Impact.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first six chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super-self, and the process of realization by Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can be known only by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, he is beyond the knowledge of Brahma and Paramatma. Yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization. Impersonal Brahma. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord, Govinda. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakaranam Karanam. It is very difficult for the non-devotees to know. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti, or devotional service, is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men complain, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not so easy. The so-called path of bhakti, practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti, may be easy. But when it is practiced actually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Panimdana Akantiki Haveva Bhaktir Udpatayai Vakolpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized advanced Vedic literature, like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Narada Pancharatra, is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible to be Brahman realized impersonalist or the Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Mujanti yat suve. Mantuvedana kashchan. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know him, then sadhaha asudula. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, tat-tata, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna. His being the cause of all causes, his omnipotence and opulence, and his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. Because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees. He is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore, it is said, Sri Krishna Namani Nabhave Gajam Indriye Sevan Kaiti Bhata Swayamheva Surakyadaha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses. But he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Vinasyanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye yatatam hi siddhanam kashchit mam eti tatvata. Sahasreshu means thousands, Vinasyanam among men, human beings. Vinasyanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye. Maybe one can achieve perfection. Mostly they're not interested. They're interested in eating, sleeping, bathing, and defending. That's their preoccupation. They go to the universities and learn how to become expert in making money to improve eating, sleeping, bathing, and defending. Or they don't bother with universities, they just required for sense gratification. Mostly the human beings are engaged in that way. They consider themselves successful if they have a nice house, a nice wife, good food, some children, some standing in society, good reputation. And their idea of perfection is to get a better job, a better post, a better reputation, more money. Prabhupada, when he went to Japan early on to see about getting his books printed, was received very respectfully by the Japanese officials at Dainippon Printing Company. He met with the top brass, the heads of the company. But first he was received by a junior man prior to the big conference. And Srila Prabhupada was talking with him about spiritual realization. And afterwards, then the men came in, all the big men, and they very respectfully offered they bow a little bit and they offer their business card. And then the next person comes and bows and offers his business card. So all the big people came and they offered their respects and so on. Then there was some, they got down to business, talked about books and prices and credit and so on. And then afterwards, Srila Prabhupada was again left alone with that young man. Prabhupada asked him, what is your goal in life? So the man took that stack of business cards, and his was on the bottom. He took it out and put it on the top. That's his goal. That's his goal in life, to be the now I'm a junior man, a small man, if I can be a big man, then my life is successful. And people are generally thinking that way. Increase the sales of my company, or come up and become vice president, maybe president, CEO. Or they, to get a beautiful life, then they consider that they're very successful and maybe an aristocrat. By marrying the senator's daughter, marry the daughter of a wealthy aristocrat, or in one way or another to improve their material existence. And the less ambitious, they're not even like they're just working. They're just working hard. They have no real prospects for advancement, nor do they even care about advancement. They get their food, they get their money, and they plod along in the lower modes of nature. Those who are more, have more passion, they're looking for advancement, material. And there are those who are more pious, they're looking for the perfection of going to the heavenly planets. They're described as avipassitaha, inexperienced or childish, because they want to go to heaven, they've heard beautiful, flowery descriptions of Vedic literature about all the sense gratification that's available in the heavenly planets. So they want to go there. And maybe some of them do go there. Then a still smaller group are the gyanis. Those who want to enjoy sense gratification, either here or on the higher planets, are the karmas, the fruitive workers. And higher are the gyanis, who are actually looking for knowledge. In this age, those who are looking for knowledge read so many books by speculative philosophers, French philosophers, German philosophers, American philosophers, each with their own idea and no conclusion. But some who are still more fortunate take guidance from the Vedic literature, from the self-realized souls, and they understand the difference between matter and spirit. They realize, aham brahmasmi, I'm not this body, I'm the eternal, immortal, spiritual soul within the body. They actually realize that. And therefore they're called siddha, perfect. This is perfection, to realize their own spiritual identity, and perhaps still further, to realize the Paramatma. The yogis can see the Paramatma within the heart. Dhyana vasputatat katina mansa pashanti yogi. The yogis who achieve perfection can see the Paramatma within themselves by meditation. They can also be called siddhas. So manusyana sahasveshu, kashpitvati. The Lord says that many, many thousands of human beings, maybe someone attains perfection. Maybe someone. The streets of Nairobi are not filled with people who attain perfection. Maybe some out of many, many thousands. And yatatam api siddhana kaschit mam veti tatvata. And out of many thousands of those, maybe one can understand Krishna as he is, factually understand. Tadvata, not superficial, actually understand Krishna. That means Krishna's, is to understand Krishna is very rare. Elsewhere the Lord says, Vedaham samahitani vartamanani charjata vavishyani chabhutani mahatubeda nakashtra. I know everything. I know everything that's happened in the past. I know everything that's happening now. I know everything that will happen in the future. But me, hardly anyone knows. Elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's said that the yogis, or the people in general, don't perceive the presence of the Lord any more than the sense objects perceive the senses. There are sense objects, what we see, what we hear, what we touch, what we taste. And these are perceived by the knowledge-gathering senses, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, sense of touch. Those senses perceive these sense objects. The sense objects don't perceive the senses. The flower doesn't realize, hey, this guy's looking at me. Or this girl is smelling me. The food doesn't realize, hey, this guy's tasting me. The senses perceive the sense objects, but the sense objects don't perceive the senses. The Lord says, I perceive everyone and everything. I know all that there is to know, but no one knows me. So understanding of Krishna is rare. Samahatma sudurla bahunam janmanamante kanavam mahavate. After many, many thousands of births of cultivating knowledge, someone may actually achieve knowledge. Bahunam janmanamante kanavam. And he achieves knowledge. And mam prabhavate, he surrenders. He surrenders to Krishna. Why? Vasudeva sarvati. He realizes that Krishna is everything. Brahman has included Krishna, Paramatma has included Krishna, material energy has included Krishna, spiritual energy has included Krishna, everything is included in Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all causes, Krishna is the absolute truth, Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. Let me surrender to Krishna. After many, many births, he reaches that conclusion. Till then, he's speculating. Maybe this, maybe that, could be this, could be that. Try this path, try that path. Go this way, go that way. But when he finally comes to the conclusion, after many lifetimes, he surrenders to Krishna. Sama, na, suru. Then he's called the rare Mahatma, great, broad-minded person. Well, this is the perfection toward which Krishna is directing us. In the first six chapters, as Srila Prabhupada points out, self-realization is described, meditation is described. But in these middle six chapters, devotional service to the Lord is described. And that devotional service is the only means for realizing Krishna. Bhaktyanamanamijanati yavan yas trasmi tatvata. One can actually understand Krishna only by devotional service. But people don't take it. They take the path of karma kanda, where they work and maintain their homes and families, and they do some religious activities. Sort of a white covering of religious activities to make their life complete. They have their home, they have their family, they have their television set, they have their everything. And they have religion also. So the religion serves to make the package complete. But they don't surrender to Krishna. For them, Maybe they worship Krishna or they worship some demigods. Very often in Hindu society, they worship this demigod, demigod. Tamas ties their hritikana because their knowledge is taken away by illusion. I am hritikana. They surrender to this god, that god. And Chipra Mimanshe, okay. Sitting, Pavati Karmaja. They quickly get city perfection. Perfection means they prayed for a good wife, they got a good wife. They prayed for a good husband, they got a good husband. They prayed for prosperity, they got prosperity. In Africa, it's very prominent. The preachers are urging us to praise the Lord and live a prosperous life. Praise the Lord for the prosperous life. That means that if someone takes that advice, they're not really interested in the Lord, they're interested in prosperity. And the Lord is okay. He can be in the picture because he serves my purpose of helping me enjoy material prosperity and sense gratification. That means they don't actually know Krishna or God, truth. They only know that God is good for providing sense gratification. That's also true. God does provide. Whatever one is looking for ultimately is only provided by Krishna, by Ayava Vinita Anita. But that's not the real greatness of Krishna, that he sends sense gratification sometimes. The ordinary religious person can't understand Krishna or can't understand God, except that God is there and he provides these things. He can't enter into the transcendental nature of Krishna's qualities, pastimes. Those things are not accessible for those who are simply approaching God as their order supply. Bhaktyamabhijanati. But Vedeshu Durlabham Durlabhamabhavantam. Even the Gyanis who are studying to understand the absolute truth, after going through so much Vedic study, still don't understand Krishna. They often they're just stuck on this idea that Brahma is great, yeah, impersonal, absolute. And they can't penetrate to the personality of God because they're not devotees. They're not devotees. The karmis remain stuck in their rituals and their sense gratification. The gyanis remain stuck in impersonal realization. And only the pure devotees can approach Krishna as he is. There. The sense gratifiers are the Muslims, and Jnanis are few, and still fewer are the pure devotees. But this is the ultimate perfection, to approach Krishna in devotional service. Genuine devotional service. Not, as Sri Prabhupada writes, the path of the cheap devotees who don't follow the rules and regulations, but want to be known as great devotees. They won't understand Krishna. They'll just create a disturbance. But those who follow the genuine path of devotional service, Tesham Aham Samudhartam, the Lord delivers them from material existence. And he reveals himself. Atashri Krishna Namani Namkave Rayamukya Seva Mukhehi Jivado Swayameva Spirachura. When the one takes to the genuine path of devotional service, then, because Krishna is reciprocal, because Krishna is pleased, he reciprocates, yes. You're approaching me, I'll reveal myself to you. So one may ask, if this is so rare, how is it that our Krishna consciousness movement is spreading? How is it that people are becoming devotees? Is it bogus? Maybe they're not really devotees, maybe this is not really the right thing. Prabhupada answered that it's by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Prema Prabhupada. In Kali Yuga, although Krishna is very difficult to realize, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes Krishna accessible. He makes Krishna approachable. Through the center, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. Yajna Sankir Tanam Kaya, Yajanti Sumedas. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the intelligent people will engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Sankirtan Yajna, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, by spreading the glories of the Lord as found in books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, by broadcasting the science of devotional service. Hare Krishna.